kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ngayong winter, karaniwang na pag-uusapan ang dry skin at iba pang skin concerns gaya ng acne. Kasabay nito, patuloy ding ginagamit ang collagen supplements na ibinebenta para sa mga posibleng benepisyo nito sa skin hydration at elasticity. Pero ano nga ba ang sinasabi ng ebidensya tungkol dito? May isa pang usaping may kaugnayan sa winter, ang vitamin D. Ayon sa pinakahuling National Health Measures Survey ng Australian Bureau of Statistics, 20.6% ng Australian adults ang may vitamin D deficiency noong taong 2022 hanggang 2024. Mas mataas ang naitalang paglaganap sa winter sa 26.1% kumpara sa 15.5% sa summer. Nakapanayam natin si Dr. Luke Ong, isang general practitioner dito sa Sydney tungkol sa collagen supplements, dry skin at acne ngayong winter, at vitamin D, kabilang ang mga dapat malaman ng mga taong may darker skin tone gaya ng maraming Filipino-Australians.
As we're now in winter, Doc, many people experience dry and irritated skin. What are your top tips for keeping skin healthy during the colder months?
Hydration, making sure that you're drinking plenty of water, making sure you're using a rich moisturizer after your shower or bath with ceramides to seal the layer of hydration into your skin after you've had a shower or bath. Otherwise, the moisture will just evaporate off the skin and you get dry skin.
Yeah.
Generally, in the winter months, the air is also drier because that cold air can't hold as much humidity as in the summer months. That's why most people tend to suffer with drier skin. Especially during the winter months.
Yeah, and getting acne.
It depends. That would depend on your type of skin. Some people's skin is naturally more prone to producing acne, either for hormonal reasons or if they're stressed or if they're exercising a lot and not really, you know, showering immediately or within half an hour of exercising, then it can increase the amount of acne. But always make sure that whatever you're putting on your skin is non-comedogenic, because a lot of makeup products, sometimes they can block the pores and cause more acne. A good hydration in the form of something called an emollient that does not block the pores would be the best thing to do to hydrate the skin.
Yep. Vitamin D deficiency is also common during winter. Actually, Doc, I went to my GP yesterday and then she said, with my blood test, I had a low vitamin D. So she said it's common during winter. So for Filipino Australians who generally have darker skin, what should they know about maintaining healthy vitamin D levels?
Yes. So the thing is, people with naturally sort of darker skin tones, they have something of something called melanin.
Yep.
And that can block the amount of UV, ultraviolet, reaching the skin cells that will produce the vitamin D. Especially during the winter months, it is quite important to make sure that you're getting enough exposure. There's a bit of a balance here. You still need to get at least about 10 minutes worth of sunshine directly on your arms and legs and your face. I would also recommend in the summer months, make sure that you put on a sunscreen or a sunblock, because if the UV index is above 3, it can also increase the risk of sunburn and photoaging. So generally, brief periods of sunlight to uncovered skin around the middle of the day. Just a short burst when you're going out for your lunch or if you're stepping out of the office, because we spend a lot of time indoors and we're not really getting as much UV at low doses during the middle of the day in winter. That would be usually adequate. Collagen supplements. What is collagen and why has it become such a big trend?
Yeah.
It is a protein that your body produces, and it is the building block of your skin, your tendons, your ligaments, you know, all your soft tissues inside your joints. And generally, it has been found that from your mid-20s onwards, the collagen production in the body actually declines by about 1% each year. So the theory is that if you take more collagen to replace what your body is losing, it should help with the appearance of the skin. But whether or not that is true is another thing, because sometimes taking more of something doesn't necessarily mean that your body will absorb it in the form that it is taken.
Oh, okay. Dr. Luke, why do you think so that it's becoming a big trend, more so in Australia? Because when I go to chemists, people are buying lots of collagen supplements for them and also for sending it abroad.
Yes, and I think this is largely because, you know, there's been a lot of social media influence and there's these companies that produce the collagen peptides that I'm doing a lot of marketing to try and make it seem like it's a very good anti-aging product. But the truth is, it is not the only solution. There are many things that can be done to enhance your skin condition and to prevent and to stop, or at least to help to remedy the anti-aging, you know, treatments rather than to rely on collagen alone. Because the truth is, even if you take a collagen supplement, there is no guarantee that you are able to absorb all this collagen. Most of it is broken down into amino acids and then absorbed by the body. So it is essentially not going to be as effective as actually putting it inside the skin.
Okay. Many products claim to improve skin, hair, nails, and joints. Is there any scientific evidence actually that say that collagen supplements help this?
There have been some small number of studies. So several clinical studies have suggested that if you take some collagen peptides, so the smaller pieces, they can improve skin hydration and elasticity for maybe about 8 to 12 weeks of regular use. But these studies are all very small and there's only, you know, less than 200 participants or even less than 100. And it's usually the manufacturer that's paying for the these studies. So the quality of the evidence isn't very good. In fact, I mean, you know, it's not definitive and it's not very reliable. That's what I'm saying. So I think it can help, but you have to consider everything else that you would need for good hair and good skin to sort of do this collagen production naturally through your diet. Collagen supplements could be useful, but if you're eating well and you're having high quality protein and vitamin C, which is also quite essential for making collagen, and zinc and copper, this would be much more useful rather than taking a collagen supplement.
So apart from what you mentioned, Doc, about protein, vitamin C, zinc and copper, what foods and nutrients are most important to incorporate in our diet?
Protein is the most important thing because collagen at the basic level is a type of protein. But when you eat protein in your diet, you digest it down into the smallest building block, which is amino acids. Collagen is a block that is made of lots of amino acids. So it will ultimately be digested into amino acids as well. So usually just having high quality protein like fish, eggs, lean meat, dairy, soy, and legumes. All these are very good natural sources, plant-based and animal-based sources of protein.
If someone is spending money on their skin, what should they prioritize first, Dr. Luke? Collagen supplements, skincare products, sun protection, or healthy lifestyle habits?
I would say it is actually more important that you take good care of your skin. So skincare products and sun protection. And you should always prioritize your lifestyle habits first, because this will essentially make it easier for your body to produce healthy looking skin and hair and nails. Making sure that you're drinking plenty of fluids, staying hydrated, regular exercise, not smoking, and eating well, you know, and sleeping adequately. These all really contribute towards the health of your skin. If you did want to take more direct action to protect your skin, sun protection, because when you're living in Australia, the UV is extremely high in the summer. And even in the winter months, you know, there's about, if you're in Sydney, there's only 2 months a year when the sun is actually safe or averaged out to a UV index of less than 3. Every time the UV index is 3 or above, you should really be considering some kind of protection. Sunscreen, hat, sunglasses, and long sleeves, because the longer you expose your skin to high levels of UV, the more likely it will become thin, wrinkled, and tanned. So, you know, there's a bit of a balance here to be had between getting enough sunlight to get your vitamin D, but also making sure that you don't cause photoaging, which is when UV causes aging of the skin.
Finally, Doc, what's your one piece of advice for Filipino Australians who want to look after both their skin and their overall health during winter, this winter?
Yeah, it's not just the appearance. We have to think about your health. So a balanced diet, Staying physically active, 150 minutes per week of moderate intensity exercise. Make sure you moisturize regularly and continue with using sunscreen even when the UV index is 3 or higher in summer. In winter, that would be quite useful. So always make sure that your diet, your exercise, and you're moisturizing your skin. Use an SPF 50 when you're going when the UV index is above 3 to keep your skin in the optimum condition.
Sa pinakahuling datos ng ABS, mas mataas ang vitamin D deficiency sa Australia kapag winter. Sa New South Wales, tinatayang nasa 23.3% ng adults ang vitamin D deficient sa winter, kumpara sa 16.1% sa summer noong 2022 hanggang 2024. Paalala rin ng ABS na ang seasonal estimates ay may mataas na margin of error at dapat bigyang kahulugan ng may pag-iingat. Ipinaliwanag ni Dr. Luke Ong na ang darker skin ay may mas maraming melanin na maaaring makaapekto sa paggawa ng vitamin D mula sa exposure sa sikat ng araw. Tinalakay rin niya kung paano maaaring mapanatili ang sapat na vitamin D levels, pati ang papel ng diet, supplements at sun exposure. At pagdating naman sa collagen, dry skin at acne, ipinaliwanag niya kung ano ang kasalukuyang sinasabi ng ebidensya at kung anong mga factors ang dapat isaalang-alang sa pangangalaga ng balat ngayong winter. Ako si Vanessa Bragas para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.